Tonight, he tells us how it is, and how it ought to be. Well, we'd like to honor you, kid, but you support Trump. Give me one of those e-cigarettes. Hope my head doesn't blow off. Now, let me get this straight. It was free every year. Now it's $375,000. What? It can be hard just staying alive. And then there's this. Please, Holy Spirit, I don't want to go. Hello, world. I'm Greg Batten. News, information, and comment just a minute away. Thanks for joining us today. Do you like Christian radio? You growing in the Lord? Praise God for Christian radio, huh? There was a time across America you could go many places in this good old USA and not find anything Christian. Now there are lots of good stations like the one we're on today. God has blessed. You can be saved listening to this station. You can grow in the Lord some brilliant minds filled with the Holy Spirit of God telling you what it's all about. And the music and the, just overall, it's great. Support Christian radio, please, with your time, with your finances. Start it out with a lot of prayer that God will continue to bless this operation, and it will not only survive, that it will thrive. Again, we thank you from Greg Patton Ministries for the opportunity to be on this station every day at this time. Thanks so much. Well, tonight, gotta happen. State of the Union address by the President. President Trump expected to issue a plea for national unity in a moment of deep partisan divisions with a Democrat-controlled House and the White House at an impasse over spending priorities. While the President threatens to do an end run around both chambers of Congress to pay for a wall on the southern U.S. border. Mr. Trump's call for bipartisanship will be a contrast with his recent assertions that bipartisan efforts to reach a deal on border security are a waste of time. We'll see. A high school student in New Jersey claims that he was rejected by the National Honor Society because he supports the president. Boris Kasenko, a junior at Homedale High School, said Sunday that his school administration and the council responsible for determining admittance into the NHS claimed he had a character flaw. Really? The boy added that he met all of the NHS's grade and community service requirements. He said that as class president, he posted inspirational messages on his class Instagram every day, but when he posted one from Trump, he was labeled as a monarch. I checked all the boxes, and there's plenty of pro-choice, anti-Trump, openly people who get into the National Honor Society with their problems. So-called problems. Kasenko said that his school believed Trump's quote, "If you're going to be thinking, you may as well think big," doesn't represent the ideals of the class. Really, don't think big, kid, and don't support Trump. What's the matter with you? A New Jersey mom was found murdered inside of her home yesterday, the same day her husband killed himself jumping off a bridge in an apparent murder-suicide. The body of Kenneth Bartone was discovered floating in the Raritan River, and his car was found parked on the Thomas Edison Memorial Bridge at 7 o'clock in the morning. His wife, Denise, 48, slain earlier in the couple's home in Freehold, while their three daughters were inside. The girls weren't harmed and are staying with family members. Authorities are investigating the deaths as a murder-suicide, still looking into how this whole thing is linked up. Awful story, isn't it? I'm going to show a couple of my kids this. A man has been killed after an e-cigarette exploded in his face. William Brown from Fort Worth, Texas, was using the device outside a vaping shop. Allegedly the first time he's ever used one of these things. The 24-year-old's grandmother, Alice Brown, told the Fort Worth Telegram that he just didn't smoke. Well, what was he doing then? She added he had only just purchased the device and was using it there for the first time. Shrapnel from the exploding vape pen peppered his skull and severed his left carotid artery. Isn't that something? The artery is found in the neck and supplies blood to the brain, the neck, and the face. Mr. Brown reportedly crawled from the car and collapsed on the pavement. My, oh my. That happened in St. Petersburg, Florida, when a exploding vape pen sent two fragments into a man's skull last year, suffered burns on 80% of his body. These things can be dangerous, so you're not going to die of cancer. You'll have your head blown off. A lot of information today about health and health cost. Let's go to the measles outbreak. Making a comeback. They're back. Measles. This year, Washington State is averaging more than one new measles case a day as officials try to stop the disease's spread across the country. Since the 1st of January, Clark County Public Health has confirmed 49 cases of measles in King County. That's the home of Seattle. At least one confirmed case reported. And a vast majority of those coming down with measles, 41. Are you trying to scare us here? At least 41 were not vaccinated against the disease. Most of the Washingtonians affected by this, 34 of them, between the ages of 1 and 10. Measles coming back. U.S. Senator Bernie Sanders, you remember him. You'll be hearing from him in the future. He sent a letter to Catalyst Pharmaceuticals Monday asking it to justify its decision to charge $375,000 annually for a medication that for years has been available for free. Oh, the greedy people in this country. The drug Firdapse is used to treat Lambert-Eaton myasthenic syndrome, LEMS, L-E-M-S, a rare neuromuscular disorder, according to the letter made available to Reuters' office by the senator. The disorder affects about 1 in 100,000 people in this country. The government is intensifying its scrutiny of the pharmaceutical industry and the rising prescription drug prices. Go get 'em. A top voter concern and a priority for President Trump's administration. Both the Democratic-led U.S. House of Representatives and the Senate, controlled by the Republicans, have begun holding hearings this year on the rising cost of medicine. It's past time for that. Sanders is an independent who usually votes with the Democrats. Free, and now it's $375,000 a year. Anybody would say, what's up? I kind of cleaned that up for radio here. Next up, slow down. You move too fast. Yeah, take it easy. Right after this important message. Have you ever had a faith failure in your life? King David's Psalms revealed that he faced some very lonely times in life. However, few experiences compared to his utter despair over the ashes of his city, Ziklag. The story of how he reached such anguished depths began much earlier, at a time when his faith failed. After years of fleeing from King Saul's death threats, David was discouraged and weary. He believed God's promises to make him king, but now he began to waver in that. So he did what many of us do in life. He resorted to human reasoning and understanding. Under the circumstances, his best option appeared to be seeking refuge among the Philistines, who were Israel's enemies. 1 Samuel 27. Blinded by a seemingly hopeless situation, David stepped out of God's will in order to get beyond the reach of his enemy. His lapse may have been just temporary, but it nonetheless proved significant. He stopped believing that God could guide him safely through the valley of the shadow of death. Isn't that right? Several months later, the future king entered his ruined city to discover that his wealth, his family, and his people had all been taken. David's band of warriors prepared to take out their frustration and their anger on him. From the bottom of this pit of despair, a humbled man looked to God and found his strength and found his faith renewed. Read 1 Samuel chapter 30, verse 6. So often we reach our lowest points because we stop trusting God. At such times it's easy to give up to the temptation, taking matters into our own hands. I'm going to take care of this. When we do it, it's easy to wind up in a big mess. But if we look to the author and the finisher of our faith, we look to God, we will see the way out of our pit and back into his perfect will. Are you one of them? As the classic Todd Rundgren song goes, I don't want to work, I want to bang on the drum all day long. I don't remember that. Yet many of us doing anything other than work is simply just not an option today. A new survey finds that about half of employed Americans, 48% now, consider themselves a modern-day workaholic. Half? Perhaps that number should be higher. The survey of 2,000 employees showed the average American works 4 hours a week for free and burns another 4 hours just thinking about work. More than half, 53%, were admittedly stressed out from work while completing the survey. So what constitutes a workaholic? Researchers found that worrying about work on an off day, feeling too busy to take a vacation, checking your emails constantly after waking up, something that nearly 60% of people do, were the top three symptoms of suffering from workaholism. Are you one of those? And I wanted to mention this one earlier. We were talking about health news. And how about this one? Hospitals, very expensive. You probably know that already. And they're getting more expensive every day. Hospital fees rising much faster than doctors' fees. And hospitals are driving almost all of the price increases for certain common procedures. The study that just came out focuses on four common procedures using insurers' claims data to track the real prices patients and insurers paid for those services between 2007 and 2014. So, well, that's 5 years ago now. For inpatient care, hospital prices rose 42% over that period, compared to 18% for doctors. Hospital fees for outpatient care went up 25% compared to 6% for doctors. About 80% of the total cost goes to the hospital, whether you're an inpatient or outpatient. As care has gotten more expensive, hospitals have driven the increase. And in some cases, a lot of regular procedures went up 30% over a 7-year period. Everything is expensive. Staying alive today, isn't it? Okay, here's the question. What am I doing here? Right after this important message. Not going to be long now. Getting ready to ship out. Head south to one of my favorite areas, Tri-City, Tennessee. Of course, we have the WHCB Share-a-thon at 91.5, raising money. And boy, I understand it's desperately needed right now. So I'm looking forward to being down there at the end of February, first day of March for Share-a-thon 2019. And I'm looking forward to the Sunday after, actually the Saturday after that. We're going to be doing an event for you. Going to be at the First Free Will Baptist Church of Elizabethton, Tennessee. Pastor Cummings, Grady Holder, and the team said, come on over. I said, absolutely going to be there. Can't wait. Looking forward to what God's going to do. Many of you talk via Facebook and emails about the meeting. Come on over. Let's do it that Saturday night, March the 2nd. Come on over to Elizabethton. We'll just let our hair down and talk about life, Christianity, and the world today, and how you can survive. We'll call it Life 101. How does that sound? That's going to be at the First Free Will Baptist Church. Going to be 7 o'clock that Saturday night, Elizabethton, Tennessee. And then we'll be there the next morning for the worship service. Going to share some things with you then. That evening, we're going to be at By Faith Free Will Baptist Church with Pastor Randy English over in Johnson City and the families there. Maybe you could come then. Got to be a great time. Really looking forward. I mean, I'm getting so excited about leaving Indiana and heading for Tennessee. I pray I get to see you while I'm down there. Well, every now and then we think about the past. I've been involved in rock and roll music since I was a little kid, and 12 really got into it, and then became one of the highest-rated disc jockeys in America at WNAP, The Wrath of the Buzzard, in Indianapolis, Indiana. Oh, that was such a long time ago. One of the goofy songs keeps going through my mind every now and then. Mr. Custer by Larry Verne. Some of you old-timers listening will remember that one. Please, Mr. Custer, I don't want to go. What am I doing here, he said. Look out there in them bushes. There's engines behind every one of them. I think how this might tie into our faith today. Oftentimes we tell God, the Holy Spirit, please, Holy Spirit, I don't want to go. And when we're into some spiritual battle, what am I doing here? Look out there behind those bushes, demons behind every one. Holy Spirit, can I take the rest of the day off? The soldier in this song says, look, they're running around like a bunch of wild Indians. The pastor might say today, look, they're running around like a bunch of unsaved people or worldly Christians. Where do you think you are today? If I were to ask you, are you on top of your spiritual, I do this oftentimes in my services, are you on top of your spiritual world today? Would you raise your hand? Few do. Well, would you say that you're on the bottom? A few people will raise their hand. How many of you think you're just kind of lukewarm right there in the middle? Most hands go up. That's just automatic. And yet, what did Jesus say about that? He didn't like that very much. In fact, he's going to spew you out of his mouth. Oh, my goodness. In other words, God wants you hot. Are you hot for the world or are you hot for him? Do you understand what's going on in your world today? Some of our folks in church are into prophecy, and you need to understand prophecy, but it's easy. Just as I did a study on demons, I discovered it's easy to go overboard. We Christians are always doing that. We get hot for some topic, and that's all we talk about. You get some people into prophecy. I had a guy give me 50 books, good books, Christian books on prophecy, and my goodness, he never went to church. I couldn't get him to church, and finally he just trashed all of the years of study on prophecy and isn't doing anything today. Now, let me ask you this. You're into prophecy, but what if you find out that you're going to die of cancer? You have a fast-growing cancer discovered at the doctor's office today. 30 days, 60 days, you're going to be gone. How important is prophecy? Just a thought now. It wouldn't be. Come on, get real. All of your mind would go toward what? That cancer. What am I going to do in the next few days on this earth? You know, I was struck. I don't know exactly what's happening there, but I was watching before the Super Bowl on Saturday night some of the NFL players getting their awards, the best this and the best that. I was surprised how many, and it genuinely seemed real to me, gave all the credit to God. Starting out their little mini speech, I would not be here without God. First in my life is Jesus. Oh, I love those testimonies. You should be giving him all the time, too, as God leads. So let me ask again, everything happening in the world, do you understand it politically and all of the violence and hatred and division in America today? I was reading a story here about a 31-year-old police officer who last year got shot in the face, and he's going through a grueling 12 months and back on the job and leading Saturday a funeral procession, and he was on a motorcycle. A pickup truck comes out of nowhere and kills him instantly in that funeral procession. I don't understand some things. I don't know how it works. I really don't. I do know and have now for the last 44 years, I do know that I am saved and I want to serve God. And that itself is a struggle. I need to find out why I am here. If I were to ask you, what is your purpose in life? I would probably get a lot of different answers. I want to be a good Christian. I want to be a good churchgoer, a good wife, good husband. I want to be a good father. I want to be a good son. I want to do my job to the optimum. I want to be the best. I want to be a good teacher, nurse, mechanic, salesperson. All those answers are correct. Thank you. But you know, they're secondary. The question is, what is your primary purpose for being on this earth? Other words, what is your reason for living today? Everything that Almighty God created has a primary purpose. You know that. It has a reason for existence. And for everyone and anything to be successful, it's got to fulfill that purpose. So let me ask you, what is the primary purpose? Let's take an ink pen. I have a imaginary story here now. I have a $500 ink pen, gold, got at Macy's. Beautiful to look at, but the thing does not write. It is not fulfilling its purpose. The thing then is useless, right? If I'm going to write a check, what good is this $500 pen? So let me ask you, what do you think when time comes to sign that check? You desperately need some money out of your bank account. You pull out a nice engraved pen and this thing doesn't work, just like this gold pen here. So you end up throwing that thing down and grabbing that 29-cent Bic that you got at Walmart. This one works. And you know, that may seem like a simple illustration, but just as the pen has a primary purpose, to write, not to look good, every individual that God Almighty has created has a primary purpose. Our lives are without meaning. Our lives are doomed to failure unless we find out what is our purpose and what is our reason for living. In Philippians chapter 3, verse 10 and 11, we got it. Paul said this, I want to know Christ so that I may be, like him. Primary purpose, to be like Jesus. Simply put, Paul's reason for living was to be like Jesus Christ. And you know, this is your reason for living. It's to be like him. How you doing? You are what you think about. You are what you read. You are who you hang with. Get the point? My friend, we need to read our Bible to know more about the Jesus that we are to be like. We need to be in prayer and asking for God's help in doing just that. We need to be serving other people, whether in the community, through the church. Service is a big part of the Christian walk. I need your fellowship. That's why I'm hanging around men and women of Christ, my own church, almost daily. I'm certainly in touch with them through texting and telephone calls, and that I need that strength. It's like a battery charger. I need to be in church. I cannot forsake that. People think they can go one service. You can't go one service. Now, if you're sick, there are exceptions to that rule. I believe God honors, but people say, they'll be gone a month. Have people gone a month? What do you think's going to happen in those 30 days? It's kind of an escape. What are you escaping from? Nope. That ought to be your primary goal. I want to be like Jesus. That's what Paul said, Philippians 3, 10 and 11, and that should be your goal. We're going to talk about that again tomorrow on this program. One of the good stories coming out of this year's Super Bowl, and there weren't many, by the way. Stephen Skinner was diagnosed with incurable brain cancer a little over a year ago. His wife, Lisa, said her husband's always been a fighter. He rallied despite the devastating news, undergoing multiple rounds of radiation and surgery, as well as taking chemotherapy pills just to battle this disease. But around Thanksgiving, the family was told only months, just a few months. So Stephen's son, Andrew, jumped into action to make his dad's wish of attending the Super Bowl real. Andrew raised over $40,000 in GoFundMe, thanks to many generous donations. But then the story caught the eye of one specific kind-hearted stranger, Mike Medecki, president of Premier Transportation, who invited Stephen's whole family to watch the big game from his suite at Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Atlanta. The wife said it's hard to even put yesterday into words, meaning Sunday. They all seem so inadequate. With the help and the generosity of Mike, his family and others' memories will last us forever. They were created here. A good story. Here's another. Memories created forever? How about getting saved? That's something that will truly last forever in heaven for you and those that you love. Make sure you're telling others that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Now that is some kind of story. I don't know. I think she was saying it all wrong. This woman said, after my husband injured himself, I ran over to the doctor's office. There the nurse dressed his wounds, gave him instructions on how to care for this thing. She then reassured him, now, if you do everything I've told you to do, you won't be with us long. What does that mean? And for your birthday this year, how many candles will be on the cake? You know you're getting old when you get that one candle on the cake, and it's like, see if you can blow this out. I don't know. How about you? I like where I am right now. I've enjoyed every year of my life, and it just seems to be getting better now that I'm growing up. That's it. Another edition of Hello World. I'm Greg Patton. News, information, comment, Bible. We just put it all together in 25 minutes every day at this time, and we couldn't make it without you. Thank you for joining us, for praying for us, telling others about the broadcast. Don't forget, we're coming to Tennessee. I'm so excited about that. Until tomorrow, same time, same place, we'll do it all over again. God bless and enjoy the remainder of your Tuesday.